Tom Bauer sits in his office amidst ponderosa pine trees at Northern Arizona University. Many of those trees have been recently replaced with new buildings as NAU tries to keep up with the flood of new students.
Well, Northern Arizona University has seen tremendous growth in its student population. Just over the last 6 years or so, we are up 34%. So we are actually beyond what our normal capacity would be, and we don't see that changing anytime soon.
The college has recently converted common areas and workout rooms in old residence halls into dorm rooms. Bauer says major out-of-state developers are paying attention to this growth trend and proposing student housing projects in neighborhoods surrounding the university. Bauer did not want to comment on whether the university approves of the project that may shut down the trailer park, but he did say NAU brings a lot of money to Flagstaff.
NAU is an economic driver. We're the largest employer right now. We have 3,000 employees. We have 18,000 students just in our Flagstaff campus. These people live in town. They shop in town. We pay taxes. Many of our students are employed in the area.
But Flagstaff's Vice Mayor Coral Evans says there's another problem here.
There seems to be a devaluing of the people that are most impacted by the students and by NAU. No one has considered, in my mind, their economic value.
Evans says many people who live and work in Flagstaff can barely afford to live here. More than 20% live below the federal poverty level, according to the U.S. Census.
What is the economic value of the 56 families that are doing, quite frankly, a lot of the service type of work that the NAU students also benefit from?
People like Susan Ontiveros, who's a teacher's aide, she puts her hand over her heart as she talks.
I haven't slept good anymore. I'm very upset.
Ontiveros has lived in the Arrowhead Village trailer park for 25 years. She was devastated when the Georgia-based developer Landmark Properties told her and her neighbors they would have to leave.
One of my boys was born there. My other two boys were raised there. So it's sad because they're like, we're not going to go to our house anymore.
A representative from Landmark Properties, who didn't return calls for comment, met with Ontiveros and about 70 other residents, janitors, child care providers, restaurant workers. The proposal is still pending zoning approval from the city. He told them if they get it, the company would give them each $3,500 to move.
We expect more money. I mean, they're trying to give us $3,500 to move, not in Flagstaff. It's not going to happen.
Ontiveros says she has a decent job and will likely find a place to rent. Many of her neighbors won't be so lucky.
Nos piden papeles, seguro, ID.
This young mother, who was afraid to use her name, says she and her husband don't have the legal documents needed to rent an apartment. She says they will likely move their family of six back to Mexico. Community organizer Michelle Thomas recently met with the trailer park residents to help them bring attention to their problem. In a full elementary school gym, Thomas encouraged them to ask city council for an ordinance to protect residents like them and ensure that their payment would match what they need.
They can do that.
Ellos lo pueden hacer.
You can ask them to do that.
Ustedes les pueden pedir que lo hagan.
And you should ask them
y les
to do that.
Deben de pedir que lo hagan.
Several cities in California, Texas, and around the country have ordinances that give residents a detailed explanation of their rights to public participation, how to file a grievance, and relocation assistance. Such an ordinance could protect people in the future. As Thomas pointed out, this will likely happen again as NAU keeps growing. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.